Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. She is here and sad after the loss she sat through at American Family Field.
You almost said Miller Park.
I almost did. I caught myself.
I know.
You were at that game.
Huh? I can't even. It was very, very frustrating. And then, because that's what kind of fan I am, I get home after, you know, an hour drive back from and then I can't sleep because I'm reliving it thinking, whatever. Like, I could have changed the outcome or something. I don't know.
Rose Gray, of course, here this week. It is the 5th of August. What does that do for our vacation planning when we start getting into August at this point?
Well, it's probably time to
pull the trigger.
Think about it's so hard when you live in Wisconsin and it's June, July, and August.
Right.
And we have fabulous weather.
Right.
And we're going to lakes and we're going to beaches and we're going up north to the cottage and all that kind of stuff to think about what we're going to do this upcoming year, what that upcoming year looks like. And so sometimes we make it as easy as possible. With our phones now, you can look at our website at any time. So when you can't sleep, foxworldtravel.com is a great place to go visit.
Yeah. Get your vacation planned instead of just staring at the ceiling.
Exactly. Well, I've got a kind of a testimonial for what a impact Fox World Travel advertising has on WTMJ. Because we've been running an ad since August 1 that includes Let's Explore. That's the theme this month. And it's really highlighting a lot of our Fox Group vacations. And during that spot, one of the spots that I recorded, it says Vietnam, Egypt, Japan, South Africa. Well, we've had a number of calls over the last week saying, well, what's this about South Africa? I've been to your website. I've looked at your group vacations page and I don't see anything about South Africa. Well, that's you've heard about putting the cart before the horse. Well,
yeah.
We put the ad before the safari. So here's the deal. It is on the website now for those of you who called in, and thank you for bringing that to our attention. And it's something that is very dear to my heart, because when people say to me, what's your favorite place you've ever been? It's impossible. I can't. But I can usually say I have a top three, and in my top three is always Africa Safari. It's
different than anything else out there, right?
Exactly. And so we've got another one. We had such a successful one with Colleen this past year that in 2024, you will have an opportunity to do essentially what Colleen did with this group. It's South Africa and Victoria Falls. And after I made my first initial trip to South Africa, I came back and said to the team, when we do South Africa, we need to include Victoria Falls because you're there. You're right there. And it would be a shame to miss that. So this is August 31st to September 13th of 24. So a year away. It's a 14-day safari. We call it an African safari, but what it really is you're in Cape Town for a couple of nights. You do the cable car ride up to Table Mountain and you get to see the winelands and just fabulous opportunities. The Apartheid Museum, the Mandela House, some very moving things. And then you are basically on a three-night, four-day African safari. And what that means is six game drives.
Okay.
And that's a morning game drive and an afternoon game drive. We're two nights in Johannesburg and two nights at Victoria Falls. You can read all the details on the Fox World Travel website, and it's very prominently displayed under the Fox Group Vacations tab. You will find under Exotics now listed Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong with Rose Gray. That is selling not quickly, but I can only take 20 people, and we're approaching that number. Visions of Japan. Couple seats left on that. South Africa and Victoria Falls and Splendors of Egypt.
Look for the majestic lion.
Yes. You'll so very proud and excited to announce that we are doing that in 2024. And as I was talking to the team about getting this up on the website, they've got stuff ready for 25 already. So we need to be mindful of how much pent-up demand there still is for travel and how we are trying to come up with some new things. We know the old ones are great You know, Ireland is always going to be a big seller. Italy is always going to be a big seller. But we'd like to try to give you a couple of unique things as well. So keep your eye out for unique things coming up in 25.
FoxWorldTravel.com is a website. We would love to hear from you this hour. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
See, it's times like this when I know Isaac's paying attention to the show.
Exactly.
Bless the rains down in Africa. Have you ever been in Africa when it's raining?
Yes, I actually have.
You have?
Yeah. It's rare because of the time that we usually go. That is the drier season. We picked that for a reason because there's less foliage on the trees, so you can see animals more clearly.
Okay.
But yes, I have been rained on in Africa. I was standing ready to get on the ferry to go over to Robben's Island to see where Nelson Mandela was incarcerated for all those years.
Right.
And it was pouring down rain.
Huh. Unusual. But good.
It was very good.
All right. So we talked about Africa. That's on the website now. Lots of different things on the website. Somebody asked if you can do trips in the United States and help with that. Fox World Travel does everything, right?
We do. We do everything. What we don't do is what I used to call, and I haven't had to use one of these for a really long time, but I think they still exist. They're called triptychs.
Okay.
It's a trip ticket. You tell AAA where you're going and then they map it out for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
We don't do that. We don't, you know, we can help you with car rentals. We can help you with accommodations. We can help you with rail tickets. We can help you with plane tickets. We just don't really plan out driving routes. That's
got it.
That's out
you're
of
gonna
our
You're going to drive
wheelhouse.
From here to here and here's your hotel.
Yes.
And then you're going to go from here to here and here's your.
Yes.
That's not what you do.
No.
Okay.
That's what we do.
But you can call Fox World Travel. That's a good thing about the contact us form on the website.
Yes.
You can fill that out with your questions and as much information as you have, and somebody will call you back and explain how they can help you.
Right. So, exactly.
At any time. So another one here at 855-616-1620. Good morning. Could Rose give us advice on visiting Greenland? We leave next week for a 14-day cruise.
Well, I'm wondering on that 14-day cruise, how much of that is actually Greenland? Because I don't know. I mean, is it a 14-day cruise completely around Greenland? Because I think that would be remarkable, but I think there's probably other ports of call included on that. When people say to me, what have you got left on your travel wish list? Greenland is on my travel wish list. I've never been to Greenland.
I find that hard to believe.
You know what? Iceland was such a big thing for so long that, you know, we did that. The other thing is Greenland is just coming into its own. It's relatively uninhabited. I had the pleasure of meeting the bird man, the person who was the bird expert on my Antarctica trip. And he was from Greenland.
Okay.
And he was the one that inspired me and said, the same thing you said, Dayton. What do you mean you've never been to Greenland? You've got to get to Greenland. And so it's interesting in that it's kind of a combining of a number of different, it's very Danish in its feel because there's a lot of Danish citizens and then there are some from the UK as well. So it's kind of a melting pot, if you will. And I think just like Iceland, with more space in between the beautiful, beautiful glaciers and walking tours and parks and all that kind of thing, I think that's what you do. It's all about the nature.
All right. Wayne and Lisa, enjoy that.
Yeah,
you'll be somewhere Rose has never even been.
Can't call in. Tell us how it was.
Exactly.
Inspire me.
855-616-1620. Speaking of calling in, if you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you. So at foxworldtravel.com, we mentioned you guys do everything,
yeah,
including business travel. Is that big again? Are we back?
We're getting there. We're getting there. The numbers for business travel did not rebound as quickly as we had originally anticipated after COVID, but certainly people are discovering the need for a travel management company. And that is what Fox World Travel does for our clients who use us for business travel. Because can you even imagine how many unused tickets there were during COVID?
Oh, yeah.
So all these people's trips, that, because you book a month, two in advance, all these trips that were canceled, and these thousands of unused airline tickets that Fox World Travel managed for these companies, where we've got relationships with the big carriers And we can say to them, what can you do for these guys? Can you extend these? Can we do name changes? Can we use them for credits? What can we do with these unused tickets? Because for any of you that are out there and you were a vacation traveler and you tried to figure out what to do with your unused ticket, that was you and your family and your, you know, your four tickets, and right. You had to deal with that. Think of having to deal with that on a thousands basis of thousands of unused tickets that Fox was able to work through with each one of our corporate accounts. And so it's a big task. It's a big ask. I sit in those meetings when I hear about what they're doing and how they're doing it and the new technology. Fox is always on the cutting edge of technology. And I'm sure my mouth is hanging open and my eyes are wide as pies because I just cannot believe what Fox has accomplished.
That's like a whole separate entity, right? It's a specialized part of the business.
But here's the beautiful thing about it. When the vacation travel side of things has an issue, we can go to them and say, how would one resolve this? And they take it from there. Mm-hmm. No problem too small to help with resolution. So it's a great team. It's a fabulous team. We've got a number of different languages spoken. So when we got people who are in need of translation or something of that nature, we can help with that. It is on a daily basis, my mind is blown by the Fox family.
All right. FoxWorldTravel.com, the website. 855-616-1620 is the old National Bank talk and text line. We are going to take a break. We'd love to hear from you. It's Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Partly cloudy, a high of 80 today. We're at 76 already in Milwaukee. It's Dayton Kane and Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. And you're here in studio, and Colleen Ulzberg is like experience a trip of a lifetime. The pictures she's posting.
It is. We can only hope that everybody, well, we can't because it's a 30% club. Denali has been out the entire time she was in Denali. Yeah. They saw it from the train. They saw it
from a plane.
Yes, Dr. Seuss, they did. It was unbelievable. If you are not following Fox World Travel on social, do it.
Yeah.
Fox World Travel on Facebook, Insta. She's doing some TikTok posts, but that Insta and social and Facebook is where you're going to see the most. She has just been posting pictures that will blow your socks off.
Yeah,
the mountain has shown. I was going to say himself, herself,
itself.
Is Denali a boy or a girl? I don't know. In any event, those pictures will inspire you. I'm telling you right now. And we've got our 24 Alaskas listed on that Fox Group Vacations page. You cannot go wrong with these. There are a couple ways that we do it. Same itinerary. One is includes the Yukon, and one is we call Denali because it's 7 nights on land, 7 days on land, and 7 days on the Inside Passage, which I'm leaving for actually on the 13th of August.
Okay.
And it is spectacular and always something different. And we don't always get the weather we want because it's Alaska. You know, we tell people Ketchikan is a rainforest, and how do you become a rainforest? There's a lot of rain there. So be prepared for anything. Also, on the Fox World Travel Facebook page, Katie Buss, who is our Alaska expert from our Appleton office, who lived and worked in Alaska for a couple of years, has packing tips. That's always the hardest thing. And this will be my 13th trip to Alaska. It doesn't even come close to the number that Colleen's in her 30s, for goodness sakes. But she's got some great packing tips. It's very, very difficult. Every time I pack for Alaska, I stress. And I shouldn't because I've done it so often. But it's just a matter of it's going to be 80 in Fairbanks and it's going to be 50 in Ketchikan. Can you pack for that?
Yeah, right. And you got the little packing cubes.
I do.
You've got the system now what do I put in there?
Exactly. Because you got to throw a cruise in there on top of it, right? So you've got to have some cruise attire. But honestly, anybody that's considering it is like, oh no, I'm not doing big ship cruising because I don't like getting dressed up for dinner. It's pretty casual. You can get away with pretty casual stuff. So
855-616-1620. Here's a question I don't think we've ever had. We're doing Globus Highland Fling to Scotland in fall. Breakfast is included daily. What is a typical breakfast?
A typical breakfast is very Americanized because they know that there are lots of people from America and they're going to want to. Now, whether you're going to get, you know, the full eggs to order thing, probably not. But you get a bit of everything. You get the European breakfast where you get the meat and the cheese and the yogurt and the granola and the beautiful crusty bread that is so common and that kind of thing. And then there will also be some sausage, some bacon. Oftentimes there will be some pancakes because that's a very Americanized, you know, food. And so they've got something for everybody. It's not just a yogurt and a crusty bread like it used to be when you did the European breakfast. The Globus breakfasts at all of your hotels will be very filling, and you are going to be very pleased with them.
Well, enjoy that. Yes. We have another half hour to go. Get your calls and texts in. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Adam Roberts. Good morning, Adam.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose. Thanks for joining us today. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. My wife and I, this is a text coming in, not my wife and I. My wife and I are in our 60s looking for a more cultural experience in Mexico as opposed to the Riviera Maya scene. I have read about Merida and the beach area of Progreso. Do you have any insight into a trip like this?
Yeah, I do. So that would just be continuing on down that long strip that has been forged out of the jungle. If you just keep going south, you would hit like Akumal, and then you would just keep going a little bit more, and then Merida. And that's a beautiful, beautiful area. Many of you may know a little bit about this because that's where a lot of Mayan ruins are, which is, I'm guessing, what the texter is referring to when they're saying they're looking for cultural experience.
Right.
It's a more, I think you will get a more Mexican flair, a more local Mexican flair. The port of Progreso is where a lot of cruise ships go.
Oh,
so there will be some of that there, you know, just so that the texter is aware that there's still going to be some of that kind of tourist activity going on in that region. It's just like so many of the other ports of call. It's built up. It's been built up to accommodate these cruise ships that are coming in. But yes, that's definitely going to be what I would say is a more Mexican cultural experience as opposed to what you may get in the Riviera Maya. Or you could go to the Riviera Maya and do day trips. You know, that's another option if you're looking for something like that.
Right. So you get down to those ports and you'll have a little more Mexican flair, but you'll still have the white socks and sandals and farmer's tans of the tourists
to some
coming
degree,
off
but
the
they,
boat.
But they maybe will only be there for 4 hours.
Okay. All right. Another one here at 855-616-1620. Rose, we're going to Cabo in late March 24 and have been watching flights. They're so terribly high. Will they come down or just keep climbing?
I wish I could look into my crystal ball and answer for sure, but here's the thing. The key to that question is late March. Easter is the 31st of March in 2024,
yes.
And that means that last week of March, or the last 2 weeks of March, but really specifically the last week of March, is going to be the highest it could possibly be because it is the most sought after time frame. And so when people say, "How will airfares come down?" It's a yield management situation, Dayton. The way this works is they look at the 180 seats on the aircraft.
Right.
And the people in their financial yield management division, that's way higher pay scale than me, figure out you can sell 10% of the seats at this very budget price. And we can sell 10% at this price and this price. And then it varies on any given day as they look at how the sales are going. If all of a sudden it's a very popular destination, a very popular city pair, Chicago to Cabo or whatever it might be. We're not going to have these secondary and tertiary in pricing. Let's just move them all up to this more expensive bucket because we can sell them. And so it's very hard to say. It's just very hard to say, but that's the trick. That is absolutely the trick.
You know, a little bit of it is a gamble. Do you take it? Do you not? We finally got our trip booked to Costa Rica, by the way.
I am so excited. So that happened late in the day on Friday that I got a text from Dayton's family's advisor
Chelsea,
at Fox,
who did a great job,
said,
worked with
it's
my mom.
It's done. We have accomplished what we wanted to do for Dayton.
But the trip we were originally looking at went up $700 a couple in a week. And so we rearranged a little a little bit again because you just don't know. So when you see something, if you like what you see, book it because you just don't know what's going
to happen. And flexibility is always a really, really big key to that, right? Your family could move your
move
week.
Stuff. Yeah, we could even buy a day. Even moving a day made a difference in are we leaving on a Saturday versus a Sunday. So it's all just what you're looking for and what you're comfortable with. But
I just got a text from one of our advisors, happens to be my daughter, and she circled Merida. It's not way over on the south. It's way over on the west. You don't go south from Riviera Maya. You go west from Riviera Maya.
Thanks for the correction, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. That's why there's a computer right here. I could have probably looked it up, right?
So anyway, when you're looking at flights, when you're looking at travel, it does vary, and it's just a matter of what's available and the demand for that ticket.
And it is, and it's a crazy, crazy business, and it's been a crazy business my whole life of being in it. So it's, and here's the other thing, too. I mean, the school schedules are pretty solid and out published almost a year in advance.
Right.
And so people are jumping on these things the minute they know, so...
And that is a busy time for sure this coming year. Okay, so we also have, would Rose be able to talk about a railroad trip in Alaska?
Well, sure. So the Alaskan Railway is pretty great system to use throughout Alaska. The Alaska Railway is what pulls all of the cars for all of the cruise lines. So when you see the Holland America cars and you see the Royal Caribbean cars and you see the Princess cars, an Alaska Railroad engine is pulling those all on Alaska Railroad tracks. So they're all using the same. But you can also, you don't have to be on a cruise, that you can buy a ticket on the Alaska Railroad and you know, see what you would normally see. The cars are not nearly as opulent or as beautifully decked out and that kind of thing, but that maybe isn't what you're looking for. This, the domed cars that we use with Holland America are a 8-hour trip from Denali to Anchorage.
Okay.
It's a way to get you from point A to point B in a very beautiful way. And that's the way they do that. But some of these people are really just looking to get from point A to point B in the most expeditious way and don't really care that much about the rest of it. The other thing is there's another railway called the White Pass Railway, and that is in Skagway. And that's a beautiful, that is a narrow gauge railroad that excursion on almost every cruise that does Skagway as a port of call sells out all the time. Because it's a couple hour thing where you are on this narrow gauge railway that is spectacular. I did it last year for the first time because Colleen would yell at me every year because I didn't do it. So I did it last year, and it is. It's absolutely breathtaking and somewhat scary because these trestles are, you know, pretty scary. But it's well worth it. So rail travel throughout Alaska is doable and bookable, and you don't have to be on a cruise to do it.
All right. Good advice there from Rose Gray. And we'll take more of your calls and texts when we get back. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:45, partly cloudy, a high of 80. Today we're at 76 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, and I was not here last week. Thank you to Libby Collins for filling in for me while I was on vacation with the family. But I hear you talked about ETIAS.
Yes, yeah, so Dayton, you are now in school because you missed out.
I missed
you
it.
Need to come.
But I hear a lot of people call and wanted to know more about it.
Yeah, we did. So I didn't mean to open a can of worms. I only meant for awareness. People should be aware that there is going to be in 2024 a new requirement by the Schengen countries, and it depends where you get your information. It's between 24 and 30 different countries. It's all part of the European Union countries, essentially, who have been saying for a long, long time that they are going to have some sort of travel authorization for people from non-visa required countries. That's the United States. We don't need a visa to go into Spain. We don't need a visa to go into Italy. But they want to have some better way of tracking the people from these non-visa required countries, tracking them.
Okay.
And so the way they're going to do this is what's called an ETIAS, and that is a European Travel Information and Authorization System that is basically going to have you fill something in online, and it's right now €7, which translates to about $8.
Okay.
And it's good for 3 years or the length of your passport, whatever comes first.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So your passport's expiring in a year, your ETIAS is good for a year. Your passport is expiring in 5 years, your ETIAS is good for 3 years, then you're going to have to renew it on that passport.
Right.
Now, what I've been reading, the reasons for this new travel authorization is terrorist control. And I'm okay with it. I'm happy with it. It's something we need to do. So what happened was when Libby and I discussed it last week, we had so many calls on Monday and so many people contacting us on our website saying, I'm going to, they filled in the country, right, or I'm on your trip to filled in the country. Will I need this? Right now, if you're traveling on January 1, 2024, from Chicago O'Hare to, let's say, Madrid, Spain, you need it.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. We can help you with it. We can't do it for you. Yes, it's a privacy situation.
It's just on a website.
Yep, it's on a website, and we'll be able to, you will get a, it's saying it could take up to 3 days to get approved. I'm guessing that, you know, maybe they'll get much better at it as we're moving along. But all really, ETIAS.com, believe it or not, ETIAS.com can help you figure this out a little bit more.
Okay.
But not, you know, we're not going to let you go without giving you more information.
And this isn't as involved as like global entry where you're getting approved and then it's taking you 5 months to get an interview to get your actual thing. This is like a pretty quick, go online, fill it out, you get something back within a few days.
Exactly. Now, speaking of global entry, Isaac had a call from somebody that said they got their global entry application in, their $100 was charged to their credit card, right, and now they're having a difficult time getting appointments.
Right.
That's the truth.
Has been since we started talking about this.
It's just the best thing I can tell you is grab whatever you can get. Get an appointment. Don't keep saying that 5 months, that's too far out. I just grab an appointment and then keep going back and looking and looking and looking. Sometimes they open up another office. Sometimes they have some cancellations. And if you are really, really desperate and you have that appointment and you want to drive down to Chicago and go into the O'Hare Airport and go down to the customs area, you can find out if you can possibly talk to a customs agent there. When they see you have an appointment and they see that you've already been approved,
it's a lot easier.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
So it's a pain. I get it. Nobody wants to do that. You all just want to, you know, get it done here, but it just depends. I think just like the passport situation, which is not seeing a lot of, oh, we just got a text. Use the Rockford Airport. It's a lot quicker.
Oh.
There you go.
There you go.
That's why.
Thanks for the help.
Thank you very much. So I know passports are, you know, it's just as bad. So it's we're hoping.
Is it a staffing issue?
It's a staffing issue. It's a staffing issue. And it's supply and demand. It's so many people are realizing their passports have to be renewed. So I cannot stress it enough. I don't like to talk about it every week because it gets a little old, but it's just true. And we have a story a week of somebody that can't go somewhere because they can't get their passport in time.
Right.
So,
all right. We're almost done already. One segment coming up left with Rose Gray. Get your calls in. 855-616-1620 is the Old National Bank talk and text line. It's a Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for listening this morning to WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Final segment here, 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Somebody did text in and said, would we need it on a transatlantic cruise? Are they talking about the ETIAS.
More than likely, because if you're embarking or disembarking in a European port, you're in Europe.
Right.
So, I mean, if you took a transatlantic, no, transatlantic typically means you're getting on like in Fort Lauderdale or New York and they're repositioning a ship to Europe is typically what a transatlantic, but like the Queen Mary, they do that. Maybe if you don't get off the ship, I don't know.
Got another text here, says we are interested in a Costa Rica trip. Could you give us more details on your trip
date?
So you have eight, it says a family of eight with two little girls. We have a family of, I think, 15 with a 1-2-year-old that's going on the trip with us, mostly adults. We are going to, so on Costa Rica, on the one side of the it's not an island.
Nope.
But on one side you got the beaches and the all-inclusive resorts. The other side's more like the natural, like jungle volcano side of
correct.
It. Correct. Right?
Yep. So if you go to San Jose, that's more like the metropolitan area.
Right.
That and then they created this kind of touristy area in Guanacaste.
Right. So Guanacaste is where we're going because we have a lot of older people on the trip with us that want the all-inclusive experience. There's some of us then that are going to be taking day trips over to the volcano and the zip lining and the jungles and all that stuff. So that's how we planned it, so that everybody can get a little bit of what they want. So it depends on, now if you have eight people with two little kids, you're probably looking at more of the all-inclusive side, I would think.
Right.
And then if those want to travel over can do that.
Correct.
So.
Because the roads in Costa Rica are horrible. Costa Rica has zero crime. Very low crime. They spend all of their money. They don't have a military. They spend all of their money on education.
Oh.
Almost every person in Costa Rica speaks English.
Okay.
Yes. But they
that's
don't,
good to know.
So they don't spend it on roads. So the roads are horrible. So the road from San Jose to the Guanacaste area will get even the most staunch non-car sick person sick.
Really?
They're horrible.
So Dramamine might be needed?
Absolutely. Okay. So that's why that area developed like it did, because it's so much more conducive to the tourist trade. And it's lovely. The beaches can be black sand in that region.
Yeah.
There are some good golf courses up there. It's lovely. And you can still go out to the Arenal Volcano. You can still go out to the Monte Verde Cloud Forest. You can still do all of that and go back to the Haven when you get back.
Which is what we're doing. So looking forward to that. Of course, if you go to foxworldtravel.com, fill out the form there. Chelsea's just planned all
there
this with us. As for Chelsea, she knows what she's doing. She just did it all. But that's what you do, right? That's how we get in touch with
you. That's how you do it. That's the best way to do it. Yep.
All right. Anything else we need to...
Just a couple of things I want to mention is that the July sale is over. And that is what everybody was focusing on for a couple of weeks. And now we're seeing movement again. Bookings are coming in on the Vietnam trip, on the Egypt trip, on the big Gene Miller trip is starting to book up. That's
okay.
The Ireland experience. Scafidi's trip, the Grandeurs of Germany, starting to get some big books up. We introduced Battlefields Bavaria and Germany Reborn. And that's the one with John Bramage, starting to see bookings on that. So now is the time. It's time to make some commitments on some of these trips, because there's nothing I hate worse than somebody that had it in their mind they were going to go on something and then we have to give them the bad news. You're on a wait list.
Yeah, there's not room for you
exactly
anymore. So do it today.
Do it today. And again, anytime you need to reach out to us, 866-GO-FOX-GO. That's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Contact us button. Get on our social platforms. Get on Facebook and get on Insta and look at some of these amazing pictures Colleen is posting.
Yeah, they are amazing. All right. Great week.
Thanks.
Enjoy your Saturday, and we will talk to you
go
at
to the 9 fair,
o'clock
eat a cream
next
puff.
Saturday.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.